I'm here with Kurt Smith of Indiana Family Institute, and he's going to share with us the role of this organization in the city and their main focus and how they serve the community. So, Kurt, thank you for taking the time to share with us regarding this organization.
Well, thank you, Merlin. It's always a pleasure for me to talk about the Family Institute. We're part of about 35 state-based groups that work in kind of a loose confederation to help advance public policy in our states. 90 to 95% of our work is in Indiana. Occasionally, we'll band together with these other groups to speak out on a national issue, a federal issue. But mostly, we're here to try to help Indiana lawmakers and regulators create the best possible environment for families to thrive. So we're involved in the legislature on the debate on what is marriage and our efforts to elevate it into the state constitution. That's been our top legislative priority for the last 10 years, to make sure that Indiana's highest law defines and protects the traditional family. We're very involved with other groups on the pro-life debate in the General Assembly. I had the privilege of speaking with the governor briefly this week about a family policy matter. We are helping the state Supreme Court, which oversees all of our courts, kind of collect data a little better, a little differently now that they're getting each of the 92 counties wired together so that we can get a better statistical portrait of how many legal actions are brought regarding the family. That's almost always a divorce, but other things, there's just, you know, the data's there. Can we collect it better and be smart about it? Because that's valuable for policymakers. Mm-hmm. State legislators ask us to do research on questions or issues. We're going to be working with State Representative Cindy Noe, who chairs a family committee in the Indiana House. After the session's over and the legislature winds down, just looking at what are some positive things we can do for the family. One of those is, can we help encourage premarital counseling and education before people get married? Is there a good way that's not intrusive into the family or uses government's power too bluntly to help encourage people to go into a marriage with their eyes open? Mm-hmm. So that's what we do. We work in the public sphere to help strengthen the family.
So what do you think is the state of family of Central Indiana right now, with the economy and with, you know, the crime or the issues that our city deals this time of this economy?
I think the family's struggling in Indiana and elsewhere. I wish I could tell you that we were even a little bit better off in Indiana than in other states, but we're not. We're actually among we're probably in the bottom five states for overall family strength and composition. Mm-hmm. We have a high divorce rate. We have a high out of wedlock birth rate. But our numbers, as bad as they are only slightly worse than other states. For about the last 80 to maybe you could say 100 years, there's been just a general decline in the family. Some people think it was the Industrial Revolution. Some people think it was the movement away from farms. Other people, well, maybe it's the automobile. Probably all of those things and more in that time. I think there's been a decline in commitment to church and to walking the faith walk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think marriage, the health of marriage, travels along with the health of the church. Mm-hmm. So I wish I could give you a better report, but the state of our families is we're under a lot of stress and a lot of problems. The good news is there are a few simple common sense things we can do to help the family, and marriage and pre-marriage education counseling is one of those.
Yes. We have about 30 seconds here. So what would be your encouragement to help the state of the family in our state?
We've got a lot of legislators who really want to help foster marriage education. We don't want to make it a requirement, but if people can learn a few basic skills, communication, dispute resolution, help them everywhere, but especially in their family.
God bless you this Easter week.